And another Bush is considering a tilt at America's top job. Jeb Bush, brother to former United States President George W. Bush and the son of another president, George H.W. Bush, has announced he himself is looking into running for the White House in 2016. The former Florida governor has taken to social media to give advance notice of his plans, and our Washington correspondent is Simon Marks. Simon, hello to you. Just tell us about this one, because ultimately I suppose his father is becoming revered as an elder statesman, but considering George W. Bush's record, this is his brother's record, does Jeb Bush have a hope?
Well, look, I think that there is a real question about whether the Bush name is any longer of value politically if you're seeking the nation's highest office. And that is certainly the question that many Americans are asking themselves today after Jeb Bush took to Twitter to make this announcement a few hours ago, saying that he will actively explore the possibility of running for the presidency. That's not quite the same as saying that he is running for the presidency. What it means is that in legal, formal terms, he will now set up an exploratory committee, and it will start fundraising, raising the all-important money that can help fuel a presidential bid should he, as many now expect, make the decision ultimately to try and succeed Barack Obama in the Oval Office. Reaction, as far as we can tell on the streets, has been fairly mixed. We sent reporters out today in Denver and Seattle to ask voters there about what they thought of Jeb Bush dipping his toe into the waters, and you can hear what they had to say.
My initial reaction is that I don't think he'll get through the primaries because he's just too moderate for the Republican base.
I would be open-minded about another Republican candidate, but I don't know if I necessarily would be open to another Bush in the White House. I think we've seen what happens and we could probably do better.
I love them. I think the Bushes are great. I think all of them are great.
So there's one voter who thinks you can't ever have too many people called Bush in the White House. The other issue being discussed here, of course, is that if Jeb Bush is going to be the Republican candidate, might Hillary Clinton be the Democrat? Could we be in for a repeat, certainly as far as surnames are concerned, of the 92 presidential election that pitched Bill Clinton against George H.W. Bush?
Well, thank you very much for that. Our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, there.